This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Venezuelans in New York, Venezuelans in Washington, D.C., Venezuelans crossing the border in great number because of the deterioration of living conditions in Venezuela under a brutal regime. But I read in Reuters reporting, the United States is in talks with Mexico and other countries to facilitate the return of Venezuelans to their homeland. The acting Assistant Secretary for Border and Immigration Policy for the Biden administration says, we're in discussion with Mexico and other countries to see what can be done in that sense. Professor, I come to you as an update on this matter because this is a tragedy that's ongoing in our hemisphere. The Venezuelan people have been persecuted for years by the Caracas regime, and Mr. Maduro is outrageous in his demonstration of authority, most recently at COP27, presenting himself as a man concerned about the environment. You've spoken about that very clearly in the past. And now this idea of returning Venezuelans to Mexico, it's very puzzling because what we've just said about AMLO suggests that he's no friend of what you'd say was liberty and transparency. Where is this policy now? And is it, to your measure, is it going to be effective? Venezuelans are relentless in seeking a better life.
It's really the confluence of multiple different problems and challenges. And there's a lot of political pressure, especially on the Biden administration, to address the border issue. Which started out with Central Americans, with Haitians and others, Cubans and Venezuelans. Most recently, the wave of Venezuelans has been most pronounced in fiscal 2022. According to one report, you had about 187,000 Venezuelans that were intercepted at the U.S. border. And so the irony is that going back to the Trump administration and before, Mexico has actually always, we've worked with Mexico as a partner to manage the flows of migrants through their national territory, which is one of the most typical ways that they arrive at the southern border, of course. During the Trump administration, we did that with the asylum cooperation agreements that, so to speak, remain in Mexico. But under the Biden administration, you had a desire to, again, eliminate that ACA, and the welcoming posture of the Biden administration toward immigrants in general really has precipitated this flow. But one of the other issues was something called Title 42, which was put into place during COVID to basically say, for national health reasons, you have the right to turn people away at the border. And so really, what we're seeing is a coordination, and that's consistent with the type of coordination we've done with Mexico. But at the same time, the coordination with anybody to essentially, return, Venezuelans to a brutal regime, or return Cubans, as we've seen before, to a brutal regime, raises some optics. And there's also the additional dimension that it's an inconsistent policy, because on the one hand, we said that we are going to allow 24,000 Venezuelans into the country, but if they entered by air, and that's a tiny number given the number that want to come through. But on the other hand, if you arrive by land, you'd be expelled. That policy wasn't well communicated, especially to those who were trying to come over, and it's changed. And so it's really, the level of, I think, havoc has really created a lot of hardship and bad feelings for people who are, as you pointed out, fleeing a brutal regime in the Maduro regime in Venezuela.
Professor Evan Ellis, the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, commenting on what we know so far about Venezuelans coming to America. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.